presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are based upon the action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the full-color comic supplement which is delivered to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Deep in the jungles above Singapore is one of the most colorful adventurers of modern times engaged on a leopard hunt. Jungle Jim Bradley, famous for his exploits in capturing pirate gangs, international jewel thieves, and exposing political intrigues of old China. He's vacationing with his faithful ally, Shanghai Lil, and his servant, Polo. Also in camp is an American, Major Breeze, of the United States Army Intelligence Division, anxious to secure Jungle Jim's service in a new adventure. Always ready to take a chance, Jim proposed a leopard hunt, agreeing to base his decision upon the success of the hunt. As our story opens, natives with their drums have succeeded in locating the dangerous leopard.
Why didn't you warn me before, Mr. Brill?
We only began to suspect yesterday. We really have no proof.
Don't worry, Major. If your native guide is trying to double-cross you, we'll teach him a lesson. Right now, we're after a leopard.
It's all circumstantial evidence.
But it ties up. You told me no one knew what you were here for, which I firmly believed until today. I still can't understand how it leaked out. Of course, everyone knows the United States plans to give the Paguan Islands their freedom shortly. And quite a few suspect our key man of plotting a revolution to take place in the islands immediately upon our withdrawal.
Evidently, someone knows you're anxious to prevent that.
I should have made a thorough investigation on the boat.
So was the chap you talked with a native of this country?
Possibly. Until he wrote that astounding paragraph in my book, I didn't pay much attention to him. By that time, he had vanished.
He must be the one who's operating the heliograph on Torch Hill.
There have been no messages this morning.
I haven't seen it.
Well, we're headed toward it all the time now. They're too smart to bring it out when we'd be sure to see it.
And on the contrary, Lil, the reason we haven't seen it is they're operating from the west side of the hill. And since they use the sun, unless they have an elaborate reflecting mirror, they must wait until the sun has passed the zenith to operate.
Oh, one of those very obvious details I missed, Jim.
The obvious is always the most difficult to discover.
Well, I'm going to find out. I've got to find that guide of mine.
Wait. Polo will take care of him.
I might mention again we're on a leopard hunt. And unless my ears deceive me, the tone of those drums would indicate the cat is prowling close by.
What if my guide slipped away?
Where?
To join his confederates on Torch Hill.
Well, remember, this is all guess so far. We don't know if he's guilty or just snoopy. We don't know if there are any confederates on the hill.
That's what I propose to find out.
What's the hurry, Major?
I don't want him to get away.
He won't. There's no reason for him to vanish yet. He doesn't know we suspect him. He can't have learned whatever he came here to learn, so why should he slip away?
He may have come to find out if you are going to accept the assignment.
Then surely he'll stay until he finds out.
But you said...
I said it would depend upon the hunt. If it was successful, we would consider it a good omen and accept. If something did happen...
Jim's right. He won't clear out until he finds what he came after.
It's an eerie feeling, thinking you have one of those natives staring at your back.
Oh, that's old stuff.
Wait till you're shadowed by some of the creatures who've slipped along in Jim's shadow.
Oh, who cares, Lil? We're on a leopard hunt now.
It's not so different from a man hunt.
I remember the night we closed in on Harvey Brandt's pirate camp in Borneo.
Harvey Brandt?
Yes, he was playing pirate. They called him the Ghost of the Java Sea.
Yes, I've heard the story. It's a thriller.
I was inside the trap when it was sprung.
Oh, I hadn't heard of that.
Akolu and I were in the jungle, and we had persuaded one of the native chiefs to help us raid the camp of Harvey Brandt.
They didn't know I was there, that Brandt had flown down with me from Singapore the week before.
And that might have been costly, too.
You don't know how scared I was when I saw those wild men come streaking across the clearing between our camp and the jungle.
Phil, you don't know how nervous I was when I learned you were there. A white woman with a bunch of natives. Oh, that was a delicate situation.
You successfully handled it.
That time, yes. You know, Lil, I've always wondered how you kept Brandt from making a break for safety during that week we were gathering the natives to help us.
You'd laugh.
I'd laugh.
I appealed to his superstition. Or rather, well, I told him of some of the mysterious things that had happened to us in Tibet.
Tibet?
We had some phenomenal experiences in Tibet, Major Breeze.
They don't require heliographs there. They transmit messages by telepathy.
So the stories go.
We saw it done, Major.
But even more unbelievable, we saw material evidence that compelled us to believe that certain men are actually capable of transporting themselves great distances. Instant. instantaneously, too.
This isn't a joke on an old major, is it?
It may have been a joke on us.
No, it wasn't, and you know it, Jim.
Bill believes in it, Major.
So do you, only you don't like to admit it.
Well, it's a strange country, Tibet. All of the Far East. Yes, and the Baguan Islands are no exception. Yes, I know some of the things the medicine men have done at tribal ceremonies.
You know, Major, I sometimes think they tap a source of life we Western people have never discovered.
Or disdain to accept.
I'd rather think never discovered. Too romantic, too colorful, too exciting to pass by once we're really initiated.
This Harvey Branch you speak of...
Well, Major, he's in the hands of the British authorities now in Singapore.
And there's probably no connection.
Connection with what?
But my manservant mentioned a Branch having been one of his former employers.
Harvey Branch?
Of course, when he said it, I didn't pay much attention to the remark, not knowing of your experience at the time.
Oh, there are lots of Brants, I suppose.
And on the other hand, Harvey Branch made quite a few trips up through here.
Which may mean much or nothing.
You don't have any reason to believe the chap in the Paguan Islands would have any strings.
If they reach Harvey, they'll have to reach in jail.
In the meantime, the native beaters have a dangerous, noise-maddened jungle beast within a slowly closing circle of drum. At one side of the jungle terrain is a clearing, from which Jungle Jim, the Major, and Lil are watching the progress of the beaters and waiting on the alert for their prey.
Wait a minute. Look.
Yes. Over there. The reeds are moving. It's the leopard. Look. We're upwind. He doesn't know we're here. Look. Look, he's coming our way.
Shall we scatter?
He's moving fast. The drums. They set him crazy.
Yeah.
He thinks he's cornered. He'll attack anything now. So don't take any chances. Look. He's swinging over to the left. The drums will drive him back. Lil, you stay here. Major and I will take the two sides.
Right. And we shoot at sight.
Shh. He stopped.
You stay here, Lil. On this side of the clearing. Now, if he starts... He starts toward you. Shoot.
Oh, but if you're in the undergrowth, he can get clear up to you before you can see him.
That's all in the game, Lil. You take that side, Major. I'll slide along by the group of trees.
Right.
Good luck.
The natives see him. They're slowing up.
They'll drive him this way if they can, Lil. This is the kill now. Are you all set?
I'm all set.
Okay. I'll be watching.
Don't take any chances. I won't. Oh, he must be a big fellow. I can almost see his back above the reeds, and they're waist high. Oh. Oh, he's turned now. Coming. Coming this way. There's his tail. It's cracking. Oh, he must be mad. The drum. Yes, he's coming this way. It's going to be my chance. Come on, pal. You're walking into a trap. Oh, he is a big fellow. Those shoulders. I'd better shoot. I'd better shoot. Goodbye, leopard. It misfired. Quick, shoot!
Are you all right?
Yes, he jumped at me, but you got him. You and Jim must have shot at the same time. My gun missed. I can't understand it. Where's Jim?
His gun missed fire, too.
Why couldn't I? I heard your two shots, yours and his.
Well, I saw you pull up and shoot. I heard you call, and realizing your gun must have jammed, I started to shoot. Just then, Jim beyond you rose out of the reeds to shoot the leopard.
I heard two shots.
Well, his gun didn't fire. I could see him out of the corner of my eye. He aimed and pulled the trigger, but there was no shot. Then I fired.
But I'm sure I heard a second shot. They were awfully close together, but... Well, didn't you hear it?
Yes. There was a second shot, but it wasn't Jim's. He dropped down in the reeds.
Let's go see him.
Can you walk? Are you all right?
I'm all right. I just dropped down to avoid the cat spring. Oh.
Steady now. Steady.
I guess I am pretty weak.
It was a close call.
Oh, but I'm going to be all right.
Here, take my hand.
All right.
Come on. Jim's right over there.
Wait. Look, is that where he was?
No, not that way. Hey, there's something going on over there.
It looks like a fight.
Yes. There are two natives.
It's Kolu and your guide.
Yes.
And there's where the second shot came from. Quick, you go help Kolu and I'll go to Jim. Maybe he's been shot. Jim! Jim!
Jim!
Death roars by as Lil's gun fails to fire, and the quick shooting of Major Breeze brings the cat to earth almost at her feet. But what has happened to Jim? Did his gun fail to fire? Why did he drop to the ground? Who fired the second shot, and where was the second shot aimed? Some of the questions will be answered when Major Breeze reaches the side of Polo and finds him struggling with the suspected manservant who had guided him to the camp of Jungle Jim. All of these questions will be answered in the next episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. We interrupt this program to bring you an important announcement.
Thundering out of the west today, the rhythmic beat of horse hooves, pierced by the cry of "Hi-ho, Silver," rides one of the most colorful adventurers of all time. Yes, it is the Lone Ranger, fresh from his record-breaking triumph of screen and radio. The Lone Ranger rides again, this time across the comic page of your Hearst newspaper. King Features are proud to announce the arrival of the Lone Ranger. Join the big parade of your favorite adventure and comic characters, enjoyed each day by millions of readers of the Hearst newspapers. Look for the new daily adventure comic strip, The Lone Ranger, in your favorite Hearst newspaper.
Follow the adventures of Jungle Jim on the air and in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the great comic supplement which comes to you each week as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The Comic Weekly is the world's largest comic supplement, containing the best comic and adventure stories depicted each week in full action color pictures. Follow your comic favorites, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, the Katzenjammer Kids, the Little King, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. All these and many other of your favorite comic characters are to be found in full color in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.